You're listening to Vatican Radio, using the power of music to bring to life the lessons of the past. That was the goal of a concert performed by the Santa Cecilia Youth Orchestra here in Rome on Monday night, using over a dozen string instruments that survived the Holocaust and have been carefully collected and restored by an Israeli violin maker. January the 27th marks International Holocaust Memorial Day, designated by the UN as an occasion to remember the 6 million Jews and other victims of the Nazi regime. It commemorates the day in 1945 when Soviet troops liberated the remaining prisoners at Auschwitz-Birkenau, the largest of the Nazi death camps. At least one of the violins on stage at Rome's auditorium was played as prisoners were hoarded into the gas chambers at Auschwitz. Another was thrown from a train taking Jews to the camps, while others were carried by Jewish families fleeing abroad and then rediscovered in attics or cellars many decades later. But just how do young people today view that tragic period in history, and how can music help to bring the past to life? Among those performing on the restored violins was 14-year-old American student Michael Whalen, who spoke to me just before the concert.
My name is Michael Whalen, and I've been playing in the junior orchestra of Santa Cecilia for 3 years. I play the violin, yes. I'm in the second violins.
It's a very important, a very special concert. Tell us a bit about it.
This is the first, I think this is the biggest concert that the junior orchestra has ever done. We're going to be playing with 4 different violin soloists, among which Lomo Mintz, which is a big deal for everybody in the orchestra. And the concert is going to be for the Holocaust, because today is the Remembrance Day for that. So they found, I think, 16 violins in the concentration camps, 8 of which they gave out to people in the orchestra, 1 of which to me, and 4 of which the soloists will be playing.
Each of these violins has a different story, doesn't it? What do you know about the violin that you'll be playing?
There isn't much that's known about the violin that I'm going to be playing. It's the man who restored it. He said that my violin was one of the only ones that they didn't know much about. He knew that it had been in Russia and in Ukraine, and then it had passed into his hands and he'd restored it in Tel Aviv.
Some of the other violins have got very dramatic stories, haven't they? Do you know much about the other ones?
Some of them were found in concentration camps, many of which the owners, I think, were killed. And they have very nice violins, though.
What does it mean to you to be playing a violin that has lived through this kind of history?
It's an amazing experience. It has an amazing sound, and it's just, you remember all of the people who died, whose hands the violin had passed through.
It's a long time ago for you. I mean, you're 14 years old. Does it, in a way, music, being able to play this violin, bring it any closer to you?
It certainly makes it more material, because everything I knew about the Second World War had mostly been in books, in movies, and people telling things to me. But now I have the chance to actually play a violin, which is not something... If one thinks of World War II, they don't think about a violin. They think about weapons, guns, and things. So a violin really reminds you that there still were beautiful things in the world at that time.
Do you feel in any way a sense of responsibility that as this experience is being passed on to you, so it's up to you to pass it on to others?
I do feel a lot of responsibility. It's a big deal for, I think, all of us in the orchestra to be playing that, and I think we'll remember this experience our whole lives.
What do you think perhaps music can do in a way to bridge the differences between people?
I think it's like a common language for musicians. For example, the conductor Yoel Levy doesn't speak any Italian, so he's been communicating to us through a bit of English, and he sometimes sings the melodies and makes hand gestures to tell us how to play the piece, which I think is really interesting. That's one of the high points of playing with him.
Thanks there to American student and violinist Michael Whalen.